Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Yeah, it's, Monday, the 26th of September, 2022. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. All right. Well, welcome back, Tim.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Appreciate you guys coming out. We had a good time. Lots of love in the room.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being in my corner all these years.
You betcha.
It was a blast. And I just want to give a quick shout out to Little Miami Brewing Event Center. That place was super cool on the river there.
That was nice. We'd
really
never been
nice.
Back there before.
Yeah.
Kate's
Catering. The food was good. Billy Rock Band. DJ Bobby G. It was a good time.
They're all great.
It was fun. A lot of fun. A lot of fun people. You hang around with some really fun, interesting people.
Well, that was kind of interesting because, you know, we have a bunch of social circles that all know of each other, but mm-hmm. we don't necessarily get together that often. And then you got the multiple families, and then you got people from Arkansas and Maryland and Michigan. And so all of them together, it was interesting to watch.
Yeah, I love the way you set it up, because when you walk into the place, there was a sign that said something to the effect of, you know, come on in, grab a drink and a small bite and just mingle and have fun. So you got to eat like right off the bat the minute
you walked in. Solid.
Yeah.
There were two bars,
part.
And there was never a line at any of the bars, like, because they were so well stocked. Like, they had two people working each one.
Yeah.
So you know how sometimes, like at weddings, you could be waiting a while for a drink.
You can line up there. Yeah.
Well, and I like too, like that venue. I love the Little Miami Brewing Company because you can open the doors mm-hmm. and go outside. And you guys had the fire pits were going.
Had a little cornhole.
People
there.
Were like cozy out there, man.
It was nice.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. So thanks to everybody, and thanks to you guys. I hope you had fun. Do you have a favorite moment?
We had a blast.
Is there a favorite moment?
I like when the Bearcat came.
Yes, that was a surprise.
The UC Bearcat was there. That was fun.
Patty set that up.
I loved Jacob, Jen's son's reaction when the Bearcat came. He was just so excited.
Oh, he jumped up out of that chair and made a beeline.
He waited patiently for his little turn, and he went right in for the real thing.
That's awesome.
It was so
Got video
so
of
cute.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
It was fun. Did you have a favorite moment?
I think just seeing everyone together.
Mm-hmm.
It went too quickly. It was fast. I think I talked to almost everybody, even if it was a minimal, just a hello, thank you. But I wish I would have had more time to talk to everyone a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's hard when you get that many people there.
Yeah.
But that is the fun part of having like a bigger wedding, when you have everyone there. Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's not going to happen again until there's a funeral.
That's the truth.
And so to be able to take a step back and just look at the room.
Have them all under one roof.
These are all my people.
Yeah. I wish I would have recorded my brother's speech, because he roasted me.
Gave you a good hard time.
He roasted me a little bit.
Somebody has to have that on.
Yeah, it was him.
Film. Somewhere.
That's pretty good.
Did you do any dancing?
At some point, I was outside because the Grater's truck was there, and that was really cool. And then I came in, and Bridget had requested that Michael Jackson song from Free Willy, and I was like, what the hell is going on in here?
Somebody posted a video of you dancing
Correct.
On
That's
the dance floor.
The only
floor.
Time I was on the dance floor. She's like,
really?
Come on. That, and they made like a tunnel, and I ran through the tunnel.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, that song.
That song. And I'm like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What was happening? You. Yeah.
So what is the meaning of that song?
I have no idea.
You don't know.
I don't know. Remember
it's
when we talked about an eclectic group of people?
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
Some friends from Arkansas are hitting the road right now. They just
it's
texted.
So funny.
Heather and Jeremy, drive safe. Thanks for being here.
Very cool.
So no major scandals, like no major dramas, no bleep shows.
Nobody falling down drunk.
I kind of thought the Maryland people, some friends from Maryland we have, were going to get a little crazy. They've been removed from other weddings I've been at.
Yeah.
So.
But no.
They held it together.
All the radio people were so well behaved.
They sure were.
Yeah, what was
and
up with that?
Same. I was like, what's going on? Maybe we just didn't pre-drink enough or something.
Well,
I'm
not I think
sure.
because the majority of you were at two weddings that evening, maybe you kind of were reserved the first part. If you would have been at one location, you might
the
have been a little
time.
Bit further along.
That's all the more
pause.
Reason why we would have been plowed at yours.
Because they started early at the other one.
Yeah, didn't they start early at the other one? And then
we started
most
around 5:30.
Yeah, had come from the other one, so.
Yeah, but if they had to drive, did most of them drive?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Everybody had to drive. Mm.
But we got some pics up on the Facebook.
It's a good time.
Oh,
good
time.
I'm going to put some more up. Yeah, we'll have to put some more pictures up.
All right. Well, you probably know at least one person who exclusively comments in emojis online, for better or worse. In the latest study by Adobe, 91% of people say that emojis make it easier for them to express themselves so that, you know, a declarative sentence doesn't necessarily get lost in translation.
Mm-hmm.
Or a question that's meant sarcastically or in a joking way. More than half of messages from Gen Zers or millennials include at least one emoji. And Gen Zers estimate that 41% of their messages are only emojis. In fact, 14% of Gen Zers say they average more than 100 emojis a day.
That's a lot of emojis.
And it declines big time for older adults because when you start getting into the baby boomer category, only 2% are that prolific. But emojis can complicate communication, too, because more than 70% of Gen Zers and millennials say that they've received an emoji that did not match the emotion a person was trying to convey. So there was some confusion there. And sometimes, you know, we've had discussions like, hey, what does this emoji mean? And for as often as maybe we use them, we're sometimes surprised. Oh, I thought it meant something else.
Yeah.
And about 2/3 of Gen Zers and millennials admit that they have used emojis differently than their intended meanings.
Hmm.
Yeah. I know. I was looking at, because if you look at your
keyboard,
they have the most used ones.
They have
up
the
there.
Frequently used, and there's about 30 of them grouped, and there's a lot of hearts and the smiling and the laughing mm-hmm. and the confused emoji. And then, you know, I got some celebratory ones on there. I imagine.
Shocker, my top three are the heart, smiley face, and thumbs up.
Yeah. You know, I get the birthday cakes, the bourbon glass, you know. Oh, and now the fall leaves are making their way in there. Yeah. You seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's nice.
I've used that one.
Yeah.
I'll add sometimes, too, when you don't have the right words, or maybe it's someone it's hard to be really serious with.
Right.
You can just send an emoji, and that can be, you know.
Enough. Yeah.
I also like that they do emoji suggestions as well.
Yeah,
like
me
if
too.
You, like, if you type in the word leaf.
My mom takes advantage of the suggestions.
It'll give you a bunch of different options, and you'll be like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing, but here you go.
Yeah, I use the one of the guy shrugging his shoulders a lot.
Yeah.
Got me.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I feel like it really captures my
essence.
Yeah. What else? A woman is going viral on TikTok for telling the story about how she once accidentally kidnapped a young child. Have you guys ever kidnapped anyone?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not even accidentally?
I don't think so.
I mean, like, you know, get in the car. You're coming out tonight. So maybe a little bit like that. You
but
know,
it was when, another adult.
Yeah,
that
when you force your friends to come out with you and they don't really want to.
Yeah.
But they kind of do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the woman named Brianna says that a few years ago, she volunteered to help a friend by picking her daughter up from daycare, take her back to the mother's house, and then babysit her and an older sibling for a little while. So she did. But there was a series of unfortunate events that led to her inadvertently leaving with the wrong child. She didn't know what the girl looked like.
My God, and how old was the girl?
Daycare
age. Talking so little.
Yeah.
And when they all kind of look alike.
No.
Right. That's so funny.
Like little, are we talking, you know, eight months
been like
or something?
18 months and below.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And even though the daycare knew she was coming on behalf of the mother, the wrong connection was made and she left with the wrong girl.
Oh, wow.
So 20 minutes later, Brianna got to the mother's house and she started making a snack, and that's when the older sibling came in and said, "That's not my sister."
Which is great.
And she said she thought it was a joke at first, but the sibling was serious. So she looked at her phone, and that's when she saw texts from the mother saying that you picked up the wrong child. And I know this because the cops called me.
That's one way to never get a repeat babysitting gig.
Yeah, right.
That's you know, true. Like how men make the bed poorly or load the dishwasher wrong or do the laundry wrong.
Yeah, but that's intentional.
Exactly. So maybe this was a little bit intentional, too, because she didn't really want to watch the kid to begin with.
Yeah, but what about the daycare? Like, where's the daycare responsibility where you go in and you go, "I'm here for Tim Timmerman," and they go, "He's right there." You know?
Well, Brianna immediately called the daycare and returned the kid. She said that girl's parents were there and not happy, naturally.
Oh, I'm sure.
And that the daycare staff was very stressed. The cops were there. The whole thing was a mess. she said she later found out that people were actually fired over the incident.
Oh, wow.
Which makes sense.
Sure.
She didn't give many details about the kid, but she mentions that the girl was young enough to require a car seat. So that's pretty bad. Brianna had to do some interviews with the police and, you know, the child welfare officials.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she got off without any repercussions since it was an accident and no harm was done.
Wow. That's scary.
Can you even imagine?
Mm-mm. No.
And if I was a parent, I'd be pulling my kid up out of that girl.
Yep. Yep. All right. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. So we have, we now have one child living in D.C., adult child living in D.C. now.
Mm-hmm.
Both Emma and Otto were living there. Otto ended up moving to Atlanta, but he spent a good amount of time there. And one thing they'll tell you is that Washington, D.C. likes to complain about how Americans sometimes spell the District of Columbia as Columbia, like with an O.
Columbia.
Like the country.
Instead of a U.
Instead of with a U, right. But they aren't expert spellers either, Washington, D.C. D.C. people. Because a local there recently noticed that the city had a typo on Virginia Avenue. On a Virginia Avenue street sign. It was missing the last I. So it said Virginia. That could be pronounced
Virginia.
Or
it's Virginia.
Or yeah, it could be.
I think that's the issue.
Yeah. It could be Virginia.
Virginia. Where are you from? Virginia.
Yeah, it sounds like only one sign was misspelled, the one at the intersection of Virginia Avenue and 18th Street, and it's probably already replaced at this point. But this past Friday, a city official said it was a printing error on behalf of our contractor. They're already taking it down. It should be replaced before close of business.
Yeah. Oops.
But, Virginia borders the District of Columbia on the southern shore of the Potomac River, so it's not like it's not a familiar name. You know?
Right, right.
Meanwhile, if you're a thief, you do not want to run out of gas, and you really don't want to run out of gas right in front of a police station. A 52-year-old man in New York, his name is Harold Tyler. He ran out of gas in front of the Sullivan County Sheriff's Office last Monday. The police asked if he was okay, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm waiting on a friend to bring me some gas." Well, the cops must have been suspicious because they ran his info and found that he had a revoked license, and the pickup truck was unregistered with switched plates. The police were also alerted that Harold was wanted for stealing around $2,000 worth of metal from a Department of Transportation yard nearby.
Oh, geez.
So Harold was charged with felony grand larceny, and he was denied bail because he has 5 previous felony convictions.
Oh, good. I think that's a good idea.
How are you still on the street?
That's
after
a
5
good question.
Felony.
Solid question.
Is Matt Arise in this week? Or
he is.
He
is coming. Yeah. He sent a message this morning. He's probably on the way.
All right. I didn't get an email tease from him. So
what's he going to talk about?
I don't know.
What is he is going to talk about hidden fees and Airbnbs and VRBO rentals.
All right.
Yeah, so you don't waste your money. All right, Tim might be able to offer some insight into that, being an operator himself.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hi, it's Tim, and if you're like me, you want to savor all of the seasons. When you replace your outdated windows with new ones from Universal Windows Direct, they're going to open smoothly to enjoy those summer breezes and lock and close perfectly to keep that cold air in on a hot, humid day.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Yeah, we're just over a month from Halloween. You figured out your costume yet?
Are we still thinking we're going to be Barbie and Ken and Skipper and yeah, Ken's quote-unquote friend?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay.
That's what I think we're doing.
There was a period of time there where everybody, that's all anybody was talking about, and then, like, everybody forgot about it. Went away.
Well, like, that movie.
Isn't that movie coming out in, like, a year and a half
or
something?
Yes, it's way out.
It's not even until next summer.
Jeez.
Yeah, but I still think you should be Malibu Barbie and Ken.
And you're Skipper, and I'm Ken's friend?
Yeah. The other one.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Well, we can't do it now because you've gone and announced it on the radio, because we always have to do something that's a surprise.
Big surprise.
Never mind.
Big surprise. You blew it.
No one will remember.
They're only saying that because they don't want to get dressed up.
That's right. If you wait too long, though, you have to settle for whatever's left after all the stores are picked over. But it's still early enough to shop online. Here are a few of the best sites for Halloween costumes if you're in the market. Yandy.com. We've talked about that.
Yandy?
Yeah, that's the go-to spot for the sexy costumes.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, a few on their current most popular list include the sexy fire girl, a sexy Sherlock Holmes, sexy Top Gun characters.
You know, that's so funny because I was looking up Top Gun costumes just on Amazon.
Yep.
And they've got all these really cool looking ones for dudes. And then all the women's ones are tight and sexy, or these short little dresses. And it just really irked me because there is a female pilot in the movie and she's not wearing a mini dress.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And she's a badass.
She's a super badass.
She gets picked for the mission.
But it's just so, it's just like ick. Really? 2022. Yeah. 2022, people.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's what some of the ladies want, Jen.
Fine to have it, but have the option.
Yeah.
Target and Walmart are also on the list. They're always a good budget option, especially for kids. SpiritHalloween.com. They've got stores everywhere, but also a website. HalloweenCostumes.com is a good place for kids' costumes. Etsy's not bad for, like, homemade, one-of-a-kind stuff, but just don't wait much longer because they're not always quick, depending on
The vendor is. And just because they say they're going to ship in 3 to 5 days doesn't mean they mean it.
Yep, you're really up to the individual who's running it.
I also like that they're like, you're going to get it before September 28th. No, you're going to get it on September 28th is what it should say.
Or maybe December 31st. You just don't know.
You don't know.
Costumes.com has a lot of trendy costume ideas. Kosky, COSSKY, is a good place for video game-related costumes. And then, of course, you mentioned Amazon. But if you do wait too long, it is your best last-minute option. Okay, it's 7:37. Coming up next, the 6-song stitch for Lil Nas X in Phoenix. And we're going to do it just like we did Harry Styles. We have stitched 6 songs together that are all related to Lil Nas X in some way. And if you can name all 6, artist and title in order, then you win a trip to see Lil Nas X in Phoenix. I will say that there will be clues just like there were last time. And with each passing day, those stitches will get a little bit longer.
Do we get a clue today?
I do not have a clue unless there is one in the book.
I don't think on day one. I don't think we do any clues.
No, I don't know. Last time what they did was, remember, Freddie and Natalie, I believe, had a clue that afternoon.
Oh, maybe later.
So we are just going to be the ones that play it, and then I think they might have a clue in the afternoon.
Yeah, so we're going to get to that next.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.